640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The special counsel looking into two separate matters involving ex-President Trump now wants to hear from his former vice president. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports.
Last November, shortly after Jack Smith was tapped to lead the federal investigations into former President Trump, the Justice Department began reaching out to former Vice President Pence. At the time, sources familiar said Pence was reviewing the request. Now CBS News has confirmed he's been subpoenaed. Last year, Pence was able to avoid testifying before the House's January 6th panel, which sought to hear from him about the pressure he faced from Trump to reject the electoral vote certificates from certain states.
Also in Washington, there are yet more calls for Republican New York Congressman George Santos to be removed from his seat in Congress, one of them from California Democrat Robert Garcia.
He's lied about 9/11. He's lied about the Holocaust. He's lied about his education. He's lied about his career. And as we all know, just recently, he's been now given classified access to important information and classified information that he should not have.
Several House Democrats have filed a resolution to remove Santos, who insists he is not leaving. Now to southern Turkey, the focal point of rescue efforts after those catastrophic earthquakes this week, now blamed for at least 21,000 lives. Reporting on those rescue efforts, correspondent Chris Livesay.
We were told that a 17-year-old high school girl is still alive beneath the rubble. She managed to message a friend of hers to tell her that. So rescuers are working bucket by bucket with their bare hands, piece by piece, trying to rescue her and anyone else who might still be alive.
Ukraine warns of new Russian attacks to come and soon, and its President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for more Western arms. And also in Brussels,
he received a standing ovation.
Slava Ukraini.
Zelensky's not only seeking European Union membership, but more advanced long-range weapons for Ukraine's fight as the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, and a new Russian offensive could begin at any time.
CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick. Back here, questions about female athletes' menstrual history will no longer appear on medical forms that Florida high school students are required to fill out before participating in sports. Jim Crisullo with more.
The Florida board overseeing high school sports took the action after listening to letters from the public that called the questions, quote, humiliating, invasive, and part of a political agenda. Members of the board of the Florida High School Athletic Association also adopted a resolution that would keep most personal information on medical forms at doctors' offices, not at schools. Jim Crisullo, CBS News.
Asian and Pacific markets are mixed, but more down than up. U.S. market futures are down as well. Dow futures now down 36 points. S&P futures down 5.5.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe.
New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a snow day Thursday edition. I can't freaking believe it, little buddy.
Snow day? What are you talking about? In Milwaukee, it's doing nothing but raining. Washed all the salt off my car. Crudy, good to see you. Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Thursday.
It is a mess here in Madison, where I'm in the Solidarity Realty Studios, about 15 feet from University Ave, maybe not even 10. When the buses come by and drive through the 4 to 6 inches of loose snow that are still out there on the roads, it just comes slamming up on the windows. I'm that close to the road, Dom. I drive a four-wheel drive Jeep, or at least I am today. I had a little trouble getting to work. But when I got up this morning, my kid's giggling. Dad, you're never going to believe it. Snow day. I'm like, what? I don't believe it. And I look out the window. Streets are, well, maybe damp. I'm like, what? Is it icy out there? What am I missing? And then it started snowing, thunder snowing. Thunder snowing, at
it's
least in
so
Middleton.
Weird.
It was
so weird.
Thunder snowing. And by like early afternoon, we had like approximately 6-8 inches. Although, as I mentioned, Dom, I'm not always a good estimation of 6 to 8 inches. Yeah. Might be an overestimation, but it seems like a lot.
Well, it's sloppy, it's wet, so be careful out there, folks.
There's a joke there somewhere. I'm going to leave that one.
I wasn't even going there, man. I was just literally saying, man, you know, because that heavy snow, like you said, it affects you a little bit more than that white fluffy stuff. So just be careful.
You know, I barely have an internal filter, Dom.
I know,
when you dangle a punchline into making like that for me,
it's so hard for you not to take the bait.
Let's talk about some of the political headlines of the day, Dom. I got a few to throw at you. Joe Biden back on the road again today. A little warmer.
Yeah,
came yesterday.
Miles on. Yeah.
Biden came yesterday. I got people on the streets walking around in shorts. Today we got 6 inches of fresh slush all on the roads. But Joe's in Florida. Joe's down south, baby. We'll bring you some sound of the president in Florida. I was trying to say the pronounce the abbreviation, I guess. In Florida, Joe, in hour two, the happier happy hour. I hope I'm happier by then. A little miserable about this weather. Also, there is a George Santos headline.
Another one shocking. Another day goes by, another George Santos headline. Oh, hell, we didn't even talk about him after the State of the Union. Mitt Romney lit his ass up. I mean, Mitt Romney. When Mitt Romney, you know, lights your ass up, there's something going on, man.
This guy is walking clickbait. Everything about his life screams too interesting not to read beyond the headline. So anyways, I'll give you some of that later, Dom. And your buddy, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin.
Senior Senator from Wisconsin.
Now, Joe Biden, when the president was in my backyard yesterday, the weather a little nicer then, but Joe Biden kind of, you know, let me clear my throat, says Joe. He mentioned Rojo. And pretty soon, Dom, we're going to play for you, our fair audience. And you barely deserve this, but Rojo, full-out conspiracy theorist in a Hill hearing today. And we're going to do instant commentary because I know that's how our audience loves it, Dom, when you and I step on the sound.
Senator Johnson testifying at the committee of what, the weaponization of government. Senator Johnson, right? Was he under oath? I'm really curious.
I think his middle name, McCarthy.
Have you no decency, sir?
I think I've asked him a question very similar to that. And that was just for not voting to impeach Donald Trump the first time. It's gotten much, much worse, hasn't it, Rojo?
Oh, man.
But, Dom, let's talk about it. A little crime in progress, a little wish GOP red on red crime. The conservative candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Tom, they're squabbling publicly.
The Republicans are in disarray.
You keep saying that, and it's accurate. Corrine Hess, in a competition for conservative voters, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly, well, Tom, he's ratcheting up the attacks on Judge Jennifer Doro.
Uh-oh.
Ratchet him up. No, it's funny. Never mind. In the closing weeks, Dom, of a heated primary election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, conservative candidate Dan Kelly